What's up, my brother?
Everything's good here. The weather is a bit warm. I'm a little bit sweaty right now, but I don't mind that. How are you?
Yeah, you shouldn't be complaining at all about that.
I'm not complaining. How are you, King?
I'm a little tired, brother, but I'm fine. You know, I'm in good spirits.
Well, I think you have every right to be tired. You've been busy over recent months, haven't you?
Yes, man. Just got back last night from Europe. I'm in Florida now, so I'm going to chill for a few days, you know?
Okay, only a few days?
Yeah, well, we head out back again this coming weekend. Had some shows in the United States, Virginia, New York City, Washington, and so forth, you know?
Why, it seems nonstop for you, King.
Well, as I said earlier on, I'm not complaining.
No, you prefer to be busy than bored, I guess.
Yes, man, for real.
So you ever take a formal holiday, you know, when you don't think about music, you just chill and think about playing drafts?
Well, people always ask me if when was the last time I took a vacation, and I always tell them that when I'm on the job, that's a vacation, because my work is not really work. What really ties the traveling, the airport, the hanging out at the airport for hours, the bus rides, that tire. But the actual work itself, when you're on stage for an hour and a half, that is like joy. So it's a pleasure, you know? So right. I always tell them, when I'm at work, I'm on vacation, brother.
So you after so many years, because you've been going for one or two, after so many years, you really still enjoy it and get a thrill from it, don't?
Yes, man. I find myself very fortunate that I'm able to do something that I really love.
Yeah.
I get paid for it. It allows me to travel all over the world. What better could you ask for, you know?
That's true. It is... a lot of people would be envious of you, including me.
Yeah.
Well, just to let people know what's happening here, you're in tune with reggaespace.com, and this is the voice of Yendis. I'm talking directly live right now with Bunny Ruggs, lead of the Third World Band. I guess you got two hats on nowadays as a solo artist and with the band, yes?
Oh, that's another thing that I'm enjoying tremendously, sir. I'm very fortunate again to be able to do that, you know?
Yeah. So it doesn't conflict in any way. I mean, you're on your third solo album now, is it?
I think it's the fourth one.
Fourth one now?
Yes.
Okay.
No, there's no conflict. What I do solo-wise is just an extension of Third World. It's another part of Third World, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I see it, you know. You get more for your money.
Right, okay. So you have two hats. I'm going to touch on the EP. I believe it's an EP with three tracks on it out now. Excerpts from Time. And I'm guessing it's the teaser for people in advance of the release of the LP entitled Time, yes?
Yes, what I did was the album will be released the end of this month, August, or the first week in September.
Okay.
The name of the album is Time, and I released three songs from that album: Love is Blind, Just Can't Deny, and Curfew, as you said, as a teaser as to what's coming, you know?
Right.
And it has been getting very good reception, so I'm very happy again.
Okay, well, let's hear the first one. This one's Curfew. Any story behind this particular track?
Well, that was inspired by the what happened in Jamaica last year.
Yeah.
With the extradition of Dudups and the uprising at downtown Kingston, you know?
Yes.
So that really came from that incident, Curfew.
Right, and it's still an ongoing saga, I guess.
Well, it's an ongoing saga right across the world. I mean, if you look what's going on now in the Middle East, all over, the entire world is under curfew, my brethren. I mean,
yeah,
you know. So it's I think the song is an international statement being made, not just about Jamaica alone, you know.
Yeah.
Quite a few countries have never experienced what a curfew is.
Yes.
You know, a curfew is when you can't leave your house at a certain time, you have to be home at a certain time. It's not only Jamaica, but although we have experienced quite a few curfews, you know.
Yes. I can only imagine things like that. You know, I live here safely tucked away here in the UK. I don't believe there was ever a time when there was curfew unless it was wartime.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. This is the track. It's Curfew, first track of the EP from Bunny Rugs, Excerpts from Time.
Curfew, soldier from the corner. Be on the alert, keep the children inside. Red light, push button, spell danger, causing everyone to feel uptight. Curfew, riot on the corner. They're in such an angry mood tonight. Reinforced by their jeeps and helicopters, and it's causing such a fright. I see them here, I see them there. Just a what's up. Outfit with guns and riot gear. Shut up, pops up. With odds of steel, they're programmed not to know how compassion feels. They're living out their orders, securing their borders. Curfew, soldier from the corner. Be on the alert, keep the children inside. Red light, push button, spell danger, causing everyone to feel uptight. Riddle me this, riddle me that, gunshot a riddle. This is not the time for you to laugh and giddle. Innocent people want to live comfortable. No matter no one see our son, no got street side a wiggle. What about the rights and what about the principle? Who is gonna help those caught in the middle? Cause they're so frustrated and tired of the hatred. Curfew, soldier from the corner. Be on the alert, keep the children inside. Red light, push button, spell danger, causing everyone to feel uptight. Curfew, riot on the corner. They're in such an angry mood tonight. Reinforced by their jeeps and helicopters, and it's causing such a fright. Curfew.
Bunny, there's an example there of you producing consistently high quality music. I guess you're pretty proud of this next album, yes?
Yeah, give thanks, best.
Yeah, I mean, it's the third one as a solo. How does it feel? It seems like there's a story behind it now, and later on the album is going to drop, early September. Is it the case that it's ready to go now, but you're keeping it back?
Yeah, it's been ready for quite a few months now. But I don't think you should put out an album, because the album has 14 songs, eh?
Right.
And you put 14 songs out to the audience at once. Sometimes, especially radio, they don't know which one to play. You have to tell them. So what I thought was the best thing to do is put 3 songs out first,
yeah.
And generate some kind of interest, you know?
Yeah.
And then bring the album later.
Yeah, because the whole music scene is changing, would you say, with the internet and digital. It's not like how it was in the old days with vinyl, and, you know, things are changing in Jamaica, you know, in terms of payola, you know this?
Yeah, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you. Yes, the music industry has changed, but the beautiful thing about it is you have to be prepared to change with it, you know.
Right, right.
Take for instance all the technology, all the stuff that is available to you now. the various outlets, the Amazons, the YouTubes, the iTunes, all these kind of outlets. You have to get involved with it and use it to your advantage, you know?
Right.
Because records aren't selling as they used to anymore. So whatever avenue you could find, you have to use that to promote and to try and sell your stuff the best way you possibly can. So
yeah.
you shouldn't be afraid of the change, because that's, as far as technology is concerned, I'm enjoying it. Here we are right now on Skype Live, and doing all work with ease.
That's right. I mean, in the old days, this would have been very expensive by telephone, international call rates, and now it's you know, we hardly think about it nowadays.
Yeah, man. So we, you know, a lot of people wanted to fight the technology, but my technology, the word technology, as far as I'm concerned, knowledge was taken away from us, so we are now using it, you know.
Right, and it's up to the artists then to use it to their advantage, because it opens up more doors in terms of people actually hearing your music. Would you say that?
But what happened is now the artist is to make music. What the artist needs is somebody like my publicist, Heather Cameron.
Yes, pick up Heather.
I love her. She's the best. And the artists need to open up to people like those, because they know how to find the various avenues and stuff. The artists don't know those things, because his energy is concentrating on writing songs, making the music, producing music, you know, that kind of stuff.
As it should be, yes.
Yeah, and what the artists, we all need to learn that it you alone can't do it. You need a team.
That's right.
right now, to capture all the various opportunities that are out there, you need a team.
That's right.
And I like teamwork, because I've been with Third World for 38 years as a team.
Yes.
So
yes.
We're a shining example of what teamwork does give good results. So the artist shouldn't be afraid to bring people into his organization who have the knowledge of finding these various ways of promoting and selling your product, you know?
Yes,
And sometimes the artist gets very selfish and start to trip on our own stuff and don't let anybody in, but we have to change now.
That's right. I do hope there's certain artists hearing your words, because as you can appreciate, with Reggae Space in the position that it is, you know, a lot of artists are approaching us. And as you say, they are good at what they do, but they're not so good at certain things where it comes to the media and distributing their music. And you know, sometimes if they don't do it right, it simply doesn't get through. And if you have someone who knows those things, it's better you use that person to do that, and that way you're certain that your music's going to reach the people who have the influence to put it out.
Like a simple thing as a bio, you know, most artists would probably want to write his or own bio, but most of the bios I read nowadays, they look like it's an obituary. It's written for, you know.
Yeah.
It's not exciting and thing, and you have people who they're professionals at those things, you know.
That's right. Yes.
Like songwriting, I mean, there's so much great songwriters in Jamaica right now, but most artists would prefer to write their own songs, and it's limited, you know.
Yes, because you're a perfect example. Many of your songs are written for you by some great songwriters. Is that right?
Yeah, quite a few, like songs written for us by Stevie Wonder and people like that. There's a songwriter out of Jamaica by the name of Richard Bell. He was with Anthony B. Wrote most of the things for Star Trail Records and stuff. He's one of Jamaica's finest songwriters, and you know, I sent him on this album, my solo album, 14 tracks, and he wrote 7 of those tracks.
Wow.
Because he writers, I am not, I don't consider myself a great songwriter. I'm an okay songwriter, you know.
Okay.
But I'm a singer by profession, so
right.
You get somebody to write some songs to you, don't be, you know.
Yes,
and change up the whole perspective and show a different form. But reggae music throughout the world, you know, is it get very bigger and the competition gets stiffer. So we in Jamaica have to really look at what we're doing and take it even more seriously, you know. And because the competition is hard now. I mean, in Germany, I was in Amsterdam for a couple of weeks the other day, reggae music every night. And in Spain, I hear some great reggae music.
Yes.
Everywhere you go now, you have great sounding reggae bands. It's not like 20 years ago when they couldn't actually play it. They can play it now,
yes,
you know?
Yes, yes.
And it's interesting, like some of the new bands I heard, they incorporate ska with the reggae, with a little touch of dancehall,
yes,
with some nice instrumentations and stuff. So it's getting bigger worldwide, but the competition is getting much stiffer, and
yes,
Jamaican artists have to really look into that and really, really get serious.
Yes, I don't really I haven't got the first-hand knowledge of how things are in Jamaica, but I get the impression that they don't really appreciate some of them that reggae is truly international, you know, and that reggae isn't the exclusive possession of the Jamaicans. It's a worldwide music nowadays, and people outside of Jamaica seem to have the freedom to experiment and to incorporate all different styles within the same reggae genre. Do you see what I'm saying?
I think the problem is that once the thing has been in front of you all your life, you don't really appreciate it until you go outside,
right,
and see exactly the type of effect that your thing have on other people and other countries.
Yeah.
Reggae music, I keep saying this, reggae music, I love R&B, I love jazz, I love all type of music, you know. I love Cuban music, Latino music, I listen to all kind of stuff. And I'm not putting any of them down, but there has never been any music like Jamaican reggae music that comes with everything. It's a package. You get a package. You get the colors. You get the music. It comes with a lifestyle. You know, you get a spiritual teaching.
Yes.
You know, everybody throughout the world that has dreadlocks, that weird, whether it's for style or for religious or whatever reason, that initial thing came out of Jamaica.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it was originally an African thing, but Jamaica was the place who highlighted that, starting with the Bob Marleys and the Bonnie Wailers and the Peter Tosh and Bingy Nye and so forth and so on, and drew attention to Ethiopia and His Imperial Majesty. So it's not only the music you get alone, it's an entire culture.
That's right, yes.
Look at like sound system. Sound system is something that we have given the world, you know.
yes.
And they're having all type of sound system clash now, cyber clashing,
that's
all kind
right
of stuff. So,
yes, yes.
And as you said, sometimes it's not appreciated. Bob Marley wasn't appreciated until he went international, you know, and was started to be recognized by people outside of his own country. Then his own people would look at him and say, wait, something is going on here, you know.
Yep, yep.
So it's a thing that we suffer from, and
yes,
I hope in the near future we'll be able to address that and really deal with it on a different level, you know.
Yes, yes. Well, we see examples of people around the world outside of Jamaica taking the basic reggae rhythm and doing their own thing and being very successful. So, you know, in time it must get through to all the people in Jamaica that you know, don't be so blind, and to look further afield and seek inspiration outside the locality,
yeah,
because it can only do good for you.
Yeah, man.
I noticed there's a few questions coming in from our listeners through our shout box here. We have Selector Dub Fire. He's asking a question here. It's inquiring about when you first formed up with Third World. I do believe Cat had a hand in that. But he's asking how it did feel when you first joined.
Well, the thing is, a lot of people not aware that Third World really came out of the group Inner Circle.
Right.
I was one of the original singers for Inner Circle before Jacob Miller. And at that time, you had Cat Core, who was a guitarist for Inner Circle. You had Willie Stewart, who was the drummer for Inner Circle, and Michael Ebu Cooper, who was the keyboard player for Inner Circle,
right.
who eventually ended up in Third World. So we knew each other for quite some time. I knew Cat from he was about 12 years old or 13, you know. So we weren't strangers when Third World was formed. Now, I went away for a little while, and Third World was formed in 1973, and I joined them around the summer of 1975. So it wasn't anything to get used to. We were all friends. We were all playing music together before. So the only thing that changed was the concept of how the band would project itself. You know.
Okay. Because you're born obviously, but you're born in Manchester, Jamaica. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I'm a Manchesterian, sir.
Okay, and then you migrated to New York, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, I spent a few years in New York because my parents moved there, and I followed, you know. And that was really going to university. I think New York City was like college for me, you know.
Okay, because that's where you make your first links with Third World and Cat and the crew, is that right?
Yeah, they were on their first American tour with their first album. Third World was the name of the album, and they were signed to Island Records. And I went to see them at a place in New York named The Village. The name of the club was The Bottom Line.
Okay.
And just went to pay them a visit, hang out with the boys, and I've been hanging out with them for the last 36 years, bro.
Okay. So it must be getting close, like a family relationship, for you two guys to be together for so long.
Yeah, it's not getting close. It's there already. It has been there. We have quite a few children, and all our children are each other's child, you know.
Right.
So yeah, man, it's family, man, and I try to encourage the young musicians, especially in Jamaica, to try and find people that you can form like a union with, you know.
Yeah.
And because there's nothing greater than being in a band, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, as a solo artist, it's okay. You go every town you go, you have a different set of musicians. I don't like that. Because not every night you can perform 100 and 110%.
Yeah.
And knowing that there is somebody or people there
to support
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that takes quite a long time to develop that kind of trust. You know.
Yes. Yes.
So it's a nice thing to have a group, and it's really great.
It has changed members over the years. I guess how many are you? Six of you now?
Yeah, it has always been six. It's always been a six group, but at one time it went down to five when the percussionist left, Carrot left, and we couldn't find another percussionist that fit into the thing, you know.
Yeah.
So we decided to just stay at five, but it's back to six now. We have two keyboard players now, and the band now sounds much better to me than ever.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's quite an achievement to be improving over the years.
Yeah, man, the band wicked now, man. I tell you, man, a murder, man.
Yeah.
And them freed away.
Well, quite rightly so. I have to give you a big up. Dread Gal out of Cali, he says big up, and wants to hail you up. I don't know if you remember Dread Girl 55.
Yeah, man. Big up, man. What do you mean, man? Must remember them people, there, man. Bless. God bless and all the best. Here?
Yeah. And of course, Dags is here. She's saying she's been a fan from all the time, way back in the 70s as well.
Yeah, and I know, but tell her, don't tell anybody her age. She's only 16, brother.
Yeah, I have to big up Red Lion, just touched down. He's out of London. Yes, up all those who are just joining us now. I see LV is here now. Big respects for joining us. We're in conversation here on Reggae Space with Bunny Ruggs Live. And I'm going to touch another track off the EP, Excerpts from Time. This one's entitled Love is Blind. What a title. It's quite striking, the title alone.
Yeah. You know? That song was produced by myself and Sly and Robbie.
Right.
It's an old rhythm, and Taurus Riley and Shereen Anderson was on that rhythm like 2 years ago.
Okay.
But I always loved that rhythm. So.
Yeah, let's run the track and then maybe you can tell us a little bit about it, yeah?
All right, bless.
I said love is blind.
Love is blind. Hey. Love is blind.
Girl, you told me how much you really love me and you'll never ever leave me, cause I'm your one and only. But girl, you're all over town, yeah. Girl, I know that you're always up to something with your bag of tricks, but you say you're not doing nothing. But girl, you're playing the clown, boy. Cause I fought for your tricks every time. The more you confuse and perplex my mind, you keep
Well, I just love the rhythm. The rhythm, I know it as a rubber-dub sound rhythm. I remember, I think it's Sugar Minor done a track on it way some years ago. Is that right?
Yeah, you're probably right, brother.
Yes, Taurus ride it, and there's quite a few ride it just last year, I think it was.
Yes, man.
I said love is blind.
Love is blind.
Hey.
Love is blind.
Told me how much you really love me and you'll never ever leave me, cause I'm your one and only. But girl, you're all over town, yeah. Girl, I know that you're always up to something with your bag of tricks, but you say you're not doing nothing. But girl, you're playing the clown, boy. Cause I fought for your tricks every time. The more you confuse and perplex my mind, you keep saying everything is fine. You're a sample girl, you're one of a kind. And love is a blind. The way you operate so smooth and so cool, girl, you got me fooled, oh baby. You've done it again, yeah. It was right there before my very eyes. I was a fool in love and I didn't realize. Right now I want to emphasize. Get off me, girl, you're no longer my prize. And love is a blind.
Them just add the rubber drum, the butcher and the baker, and the candlestick maker, the dressmaker, the nurse, and the girl named Precious. Truly, to the rubber drum sound. Truly, to the A1 sound. Oh yes, the brain must be made, the candlestick.
that's the track I was thinking of. Sugar Mine at Rubber Dub Sound.
Yeah, but the name of the track is Tune In. Tune In track.
Ah, right.
That's another amazing thing about Jamaican music. Each track have a name, eh?
Yes. And and it's interesting because the original track might have a name, but it don't get famous. And later on, somebody take the track, revitalize it, and that's where the name comes from. You see?
Yeah.
It's very interesting. But that track, that Love Is Blind, is another killer.
Yes, give thanks, bless. Give thanks.
Yes, man. So, just tell me. As you said earlier, your occupation is a singer, and you recognize that other people might have other skills or in songwriting and playing of instruments. But you do from time to time create music yourself, from scratch out of your own self. How does that process work? Do you start with a rhythm or a melody or some lyrics? Or how does that go?
Well, that it comes in different forms, Sometimes you just get a word. Sometimes you might get a melody. Sometimes somebody might say something or you say something that triggers some kind of thought. Sometimes you just take up your guitar and start playing, something will happen. So there's no set way of it happening. It comes in different ways, and when it comes, you just have to be ready to just accept it and just finish it,
Yes.
So there's no set way of it coming. It comes all different. So the worst one, though, is when you dream one, and you wake up the next morning and you don't remember it, like you want to kill yourself.
So do you go to sleep with a notepad by the bed and things like that?
Well, I want to hook up something to my brain.
Right. I talk to some people and they walk with what they call them dictaphones, something that they can just talk into or just hum into and record something. You have anything like that?
Yeah, man. You have all kind of equipment that you travel with, man. But the dreaming one, by the time you wake up, it's gone,
Yes. I have to say that it happens to me, not so much with music, but, the trick I have is to keep my eyes closed. As soon as I open my eyes, it's gone. But if I keep my eyes closed, then I can formulate it and tidy it up, and I stand a better chance of remembering it.
I must try that.
Yes. So tell me about this music now, because third world music is not so straightforward. It's not just traditional reggae music, because it's kind of eclectic. It draws from all different sources. That's the feeling I get when I listen. It's not straight and traditional reggae music. It blends in other styles. Is that right?
Well, let us first look at the word reggae. I always say that reggae is the title, like jazz.
Right.
Under the heading of jazz, you have modern jazz, classic jazz. It's the same thing with reggae. Under the heading of reggae, you have dancehall reggae, you have easy listening reggae, you have culture reggae, roots rock reggae. You have all type of different reggae.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it what Third World try to do is to extend the reggae into a song like Committed is reggae, but it has a R&B ballad kind of feel to it, So, song like Try to Love is reggae, but it have a little up tempo with a slightly funk kind of overtone with the reggae, So you what I don't like is when I go to see performers, all the songs sound the same way.
Right.
Although the message might be different, but it have the same tone, it have the same tempo, it have the same chord changes.
Yes.
After a while I get bored.
Yes.
You know, so what we try to do is each song has its own characteristics, eh?
Right.
So when you put 14 or 15 of them together, you're not getting the same thing. Cool Meditation is a murder tune. Irieites, all them kind of third world tune, but a lot of thought went into it to make it a little different from the next one. You
yes,
know?
Yes. Well, that's interesting, and it comes across in the Patriots album. And if you don't mind, I'd like to play a couple of tracks from that.
Oh, you mean if you don't mind, brother? You have to. It's my album.
All right. Okay. Because you have two hats. You have two hats here, I wear. But we have a question coming in from our DJ, or one of our DJs based in Leicester in the UK.
I haven't been to Leicester in quite a while, sir.
Well, maybe you can hook him up and make some arrangements because they have some good venues in Leicester.
Yeah, man, I love Leicester, man.
Yes. Well, the question he have is, of the current breed of reggae producers, whose work do you see as being progressive for reggae?
That's a very good question. Very, very good question. There's quite a few of them. Take France. In France, there are some really good reggae producers. A lot of reggae is being made in France now. Yes. I think even much more so than in Jamaica.
Right.
So, you know, it's quite a few now. I like some of the stuff coming out of Mikey Bennett's studio, Grafton Road. I like some of the stuff coming out of Gussie Clark's studio.
Yeah.
I love some of the stuff coming out of Penthouse.
Yes.
Like that. But there's quite a few, man. The thing has expanded so much now that it's hard to pin down who is even singing.
Yeah. Yes. And who is producing. It's hard.
And who is producing.
Because, again, with technology, you could be in this part of the world, but the producer's in that part of the world. And.
Yeah. There's some great songs, reggae songs coming out of Africa.
Yes.
It's amazing, and that I love that because it has the African vibe to it. It's amazing, man. I'm so happy about my music. I mean, Jamaica is a small place, man. You know.
Yeah.
And to be able to take the music from Africa to Jamaica and to return it back. That alone in itself is a major achievement, you know.
Yes.
Even for the Caribbean to be able to take reggae music into all the islands now.
Yeah.
Instead of hearing soca and calypso on these stations, you do hear some, but majority of the time in these islands now is reggae music. That's a major achievement again.
Yes. And I noticed that a lot of artists, in order to make a success, to make an impact, some of them seem to leave and go to Europe and try and make things there and soak up some of the vibes in Europe to make their mark. You notice that?
Yeah, man. Europe right now, reggae is happening. I mean, I was in Amsterdam, lot of reggae shows. I was in France, a lot with a couple shows there. I mean, Europe, the only place I'm having problem with, and I don't know why it has become this way, is London.
Oh.
I don't think there is, because we were supposed to perform there, but this show was cancelled. This Love Festival, huh? Was it One Love Festival that we were supposed to play at a couple of days back? I think it was last Saturday or something like that. And I think one of the reasons is that it has become so difficult to get work permits and visas to come to England.
Yeah.
It has become a nightmare.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a plan to keep the music out of the country.
Right.
But England was owned or was governed at one time by, I mean, Jamaica was governed by the English at once.
Yes.
So I don't see why it has become so difficult.
Right.
The things that you have to go through in order to get a permit to come to London, you have to be fingerprinted at the police station. You have to wait hours in line at the embassy to get this new passport pictures, and you have to apply at the country that you're born in.
Right.
I mean, I think it's a plot.
Well, I don't know what's caused it, but what comes to my mind, and I don't know how true this will be, but there was some controversy about campaigning groups in this country about murder music and you know, the artists that are homophobic, and you know, there is an association with Jamaican artists now, perhaps with the authorities, along those lines, and that's making it more difficult for all the other artists. I don't know, but there certainly was some controversy with Sizzla and Beanie Man, I do believe, as well. So maybe that is connected.
Yeah, but there's that type of thing in hip-hop music, in all type of music.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's why I'm going back to what I said earlier on. Reggae has different categories, eh?
Right.
Last year I went to the embassy in Jamaica, the English embassy, and I was denied a visa because they told me that I wasn't that well known.
Really?
So I don't know how that got onto Jamaican radio, and this took place, I think, the Friday. The next Tuesday I was called, summons to the thing, and I got my visa.
Wasn't well known. Who?
Yeah, but what happened is, on that week, a lot of people were denied visas because the price of the cost for the permit or the visa was going to be much more the following week. They have added like a couple $1,000s to the price.
Right.
Instead of 11, say for instance, instead of $11,000 Jamaican, you would end up now paying $20,000.
Right.
So they denied a lot of people so they could gain that extra money the next week. You understand?
I see.
All kind of... Third World has never been in any controversy with anyone.
No.
Neither has Shaggy and his boys or... You know? But, so you can't just isolate, take two incidents and wipe out the entire thing.
That's right. After they should know you're the reggae ambassadors, don't?
Yeah, but I think it's much more than that. It's much more than that. I see where my music, reggae music, has gotten a fight over the years because of what it is doing.
Yes.
Of what it is doing.
Because there's not many genres that actively criticizes the state and the...
And the system.
That's right.
Yeah, so, you know, come on, my brother.
Yeah. It would make sense that the people in power would act to try and limit the influence of reggae on the masses.
Yeah, but what the problem we are having is that the more they try to stifle it, the more it find ways of reaching the folks.
Yes.
I got a request 2 weeks ago from India that they were having their first sound clash. And they wanted me to do a dub play for them. India.
Wow.
Okay? I get requests from China to come and perform there and those kinds of stuff. So, without any money being spent to promote this product on its own, because of the power of its message, is reaching people throughout the entire world, and they can't stop it.
Yes. Well, Bonnie... I'm getting some questions coming through from some listeners, and I've got to respond to them because, after all, we're doing it for all these listeners. I've got a big Rastology's touchdown. He's out of Holland at the moment, and he's got a question. As DJ 745, let me just scroll down and see. Rastology was asking about the 70s movie Prisoner in the Street. Can you tell us anything about that?
The Prisoner in the Street, the director and the producer Jerome from France, has this new movie out, Made in Jamaica. It's the same person who did Made in Jamaica, that is now showing, did the documentary for us, Prisoner in the Street. And that, I think, was way above before its time, because when I look back at it right now, I had the opportunity to look at it the other day again, and it freaked me out, because nothing like that was going on before, you know?
Yeah.
And so we big up Jerome out of France, and that was really, the 70s was really good times for reggae music in Jamaica, you know, because it was fresh. You know, Bob Marley and the Wailers and Third World, Steel Pulse, Aswad, all them groups, everything was fresh, you know?
Yeah.
So it was really good time. So Prisoner in the Street was one of the Third World's first documentary. And if you check out Made in Jamaica now, we're there also. We're in that with Bonnie Wailer and a whole host of artists, my friend.
Right. Okay. Just make a few mentions here. Dread Gyal is giving mention to Philip Grasshopper Pickering of Inner Visions reggae band from St. John, U.S. Virgin Islands. A great producer, she says, just to highlight that. Red Lions highlighting the global reggae roots music created in Jamaica to feed the world, he says.
Yes, he's correct.
That's right, yes. Dags is mentioning that the UK are not part of the Schengen contract. I don't really know what that is around. I guess it's to do with the visas and so forth.
Yeah, it's Schengen visa is a visa that you get that would permit you to travel throughout Europe except England.
Oh, right.
You can use the Schengen visa to go to France, to Holland, to Germany, and it's very accommodating, if I can say that. It makes things much easier for you, you know.
And I'm really, although I can't really own the history in Britain, but it really makes me feel kind of ashamed how the Britons consider themselves so different from everybody else, you know. There was a time when they, you know, had this great empire, three quarters of the world was pink, but you know, that lingers on now. Even though we're just a little island off of the continent of Europe, they still have this feeling of being better and greater than the rest.
It is a very sad thing, because I really love London. I love England. I love going up to Manchester, Liverpool. My favorite soccer, one of my favorite soccer team is Manchester United.
Right.
You know, I love the man Rooney. I love all them folks, you know?
Yes.
So being denied the opportunity to come and enjoy with your friends and family, you know, go taking a nice cricket match at Lord's or something.
Yeah.
It's not comforting at all, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
I want to play some more music. I want to take a track from the Patriots album. And what an album it is. It is truly great. It's got some of the greatest artists and a late artist, Gregory Isaac, as well. That must have been really great working with all those people.
Well, they are the new Patriots, you know. The album, this album is dedicated to Paul Bogle,
right,
who the song 96 Degrees in the Shade was written about. Paul Bogle was hanged by the British in 1865.
Right.
A lot of people don't know what that song was all about. They think it was about temperature in Jamaica. But it was 96 degrees in the shade when Paul Bogle was hanged by the British in 1865. So this album is dedicated to Paul Bogle, which is the original Patriot, eh?
Yes.
So the new Patriots now are the Tess and Chains, the Taurus Rileys, the Junior Gang, the Stephen Marley, and my best friend Toots Hibbert from Toots and the Maytals. You have Dean Fraser, Junior Reed, whole host of artists. So they're what we're doing is trying to highlight the new Patriots, and it's a pleasure to have a group our age, 38 years old, and still can attract or do combinations with these young artists, you know, and it's amazing. And we're really happy with the results, eh?
Well, I want to play one or two tracks from it. I want to start off with this Front Door, because this couldn't have been recorded very much before Gregory passed.
I think I'm not absolutely sure if it was one of his last, but I think it was one of his last, if I can say that. We miss him. He'll never be replaced. He was an outstanding individual, a staunch Jamaican. To me, he was one of the best. He was a good friend of ours, and we miss him dearly. Really miss him. He had the greatest sense of humor. I think they could write books, novels, and jokes about Gregory. He was very funny, very intelligent. An amazing character, and we really miss him, you know. So it was great for us to be able to do this song with him before he went home to his place of rest.
Lord have mercy. Yes. Lord, I gave him back the key to heaven door. For it seems he didn't care about me anymore. I gave her all the love I had and she spilled it, yeah. So I packed my things into a shopping bag and decided to quit. But Lord knows that I don't wanna be lonely tonight.
Oh no.
Granny knows that I don't wanna be lonely tonight. Yes, I mean it. I don't wanna be lonely tonight. But I would rather to be lonely than to live a dirty life.
Hey, all of those things that we've been through, Lord have mercy, used to make me happy, now makes me blue. Didn't believe the things that I heard, no. But now I've seen it with my own eyes. I know actions speak louder than words. Lord knows that I don't wanna be lonely tonight. Granny knows that I don't wanna be lonely tonight. I mean it, yes, I mean it. I don't wanna be lonely tonight. I would rather to be lonely than to live a dirty life. Yes.
Don't wanna be lonely. No. Don't wanna be lonely, no. All of those things that we've been through, Lord have mercy, she used to make me happy, now make me blue.
I didn't believe the things that I heard, no. But now I've seen it with my own eyes. I know actions speak louder than words. Lord knows that I don't wanna be lonely tonight.
Granny knows that I don't wanna be lonely tonight.
I mean it, yes, I mean it. I don't wanna be lonely tonight, hey.
But I would rather to be lonely than to live a dirty life.
Oh,
I'm so sorry we've been through.
Bunny, you can always get a flavor of the stature of an artist when they pass by the amount of tributes. And I've noticed that Dean Fraser is putting together a tribute, and Sugar Roy and Conrad Crystal have a LP of his covers out at the moment, just to give an indication that the industry obviously recognizes him and misses him dearly.
Yeah, man. I have I just did Gregory song. You soon get it. It's Murder.
Yeah.
It's I did it on the Sly and Robbie. Guess who's coming to dinner? Rhythm. I'm gonna go to you anyway. You soon get it. It's going to kill people. I want the English government. When I say kill people, we mean kill them musically, of not course. Literally. Oh. Yeah, let us explain that, okay, my friend?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's another thing that's peculiar to reggae music, you know, this idea of killing people with music.
Yeah, but you see, they take it differently.
Yes.
The minute you mention killing, they think you're actually going to get a gun and shoot somebody.
Yes, yes.
But when we say you're going to murder a selector, you're going to kill a selector, you're going to kill him with music.
That's right, that's right. This is another gift of reggae music to the world.
Yeah, and we must be able to explain ourselves that way so the listener understands. And don't get scared that somebody's coming to kill you, literally kill you. We're going to kill you with music. And I like that competition kind of thing, you know?
Yes.
Because then you get better results. You get it's an amazing thing, my brother. Trust me.
Yes,
I'm so happy to be a part of it, you know?
Yes, man. There's nothing quite like the Clash culture, you know? Although, you know, to the outsider, it sounds very aggressive and harmful. But and again, this may impact on the state in Britain, you know, misinterpreting what the music is really about.
Yes, man, because if there is no other music that speaks about God, that speaks about love, that speaks about unity. When Nelson Mandela was in prison, and the apartheid system regime was at its highest peak, Third World was invited to perform in South Africa for a large sum of money, and we declined that offer.
Right.
Jamaican reggae music was the first to speak out against the apartheid system,
yes.
To speak about the release of Nelson Mandela.
Yes.
And, you know, so they always take one little section that is the negative part and emphasize it and rub that in your face. But there's so much great things and being said and being done with reggae music, my friend.
Yes,
you
yes,
know?
Yes. Well, just to reflect back on the track with Gregory Isaac, I got another question from DJ 745 out of Leicester. He's similarly saying that he's rumored one of his last recordings, but he's inquiring where it actually took place.
It actually took place at Sonic Sounds Recording Studio on Retirement Road in Kingston, Jamaica. That's where that voice of his was done.
I see. Cool. Some big ups. We got Giddens listening in. She's on a mobile and tuned in. Big up Giddens. Enough respect, Dread Gal again. Highlighting Toots. Williams. Big up Williams. Williams is up after me, right after me. And just a comment from Selector Roast Bread Fruit. A true bunny. Reggae is all inclusive. If you're into another genre and want to hear about God, you may have to go to gospel. But if you're into reggae, you just stick to reggae.
Yeah, man. It's true. If you want to hear about God in any other music, it's gospel, right?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, I did an album. I'm sure I'm getting ready now to next year sometime to re-release it. People refer to it as a gospel album, but I refer to it as an inspirational album.
Okay.
And the word gospel, I don't like to label my stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But as she said, that if you want to hear anything about the Almighty, you have to go to gospel, man.
That's true.
Because R&B don't mention them kind of, the funk man don't mention them kind of stuff. The reggae music, Luciano, everybody's jock. They talk about love up and bless up and God bless and positive movement forward, Capleton, everybody out there, man.
It's intrinsic to the music, you know?
Yes, man. It but because it's God's music.
Of course. Well, you mentioned Capleton. I'm going to touch another track from the Patriots album. This is your combination track, Good Hearted People.
With the fireman.
Yes. Get your gun to run. Take it to the world, yeah. Bless up all the decent boys and decent girls. Like a candle in the wind.
All right,
good hearted people will never blow away. They'll never fade away. Like a candle in the wind. There is a special scent in consciousness that separates them from the rest. You'll see it in their eyes. Yeah.
Reggaespace.com. Bless. He's a bunny rock, so you know. Say so you run things. You are the reggae ambassador.
Get your gun to run. Take it to the world, yeah. Bless up all the decent boys, the decent girls. Great. Like a candle in the wind.
All right, then.
Good hearted people will never blow away. They'll never fade away. Like a candle in the wind. There is a special scent in consciousness that separates them from the rest. You'll see it in their eyes. Yeah.
People
good hearted people will never
apologies again to the people here on Reggae Space. Make my apologies to you, Bunny. I lost my connection very briefly, but I got you back now. Is that right?
Yes, man.
All right. Yes. The music drop called Good Hearted People with Capleton, and our shout box went a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
They appreciate the tune. They let off some bangs and some booms, and I guess that might have knocked out my internet connection. Truly, the reception was so great.
Yeah.
So big up each and everyone who's listening right now. You're in tune with the Yendis in conversation with Money Rugs. I'm playing a few tunes from the EP excerpts from Time, and the most recent, I think it's your, what, 30s? How many LPs you released now, Bunny?
Third World, 23 albums.
23 albums and still going strong. I'm wondering, how's your health, you know, all this running up and down across the world, how does that treat you?
Well, the greatest thing is that what you do something where you really love it, keep you young and fresh, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah, man, I enjoy it. The main thing is to try and live a stress-free life, because the stress, they kill you, you know?
Yeah.
Watch your diet, eat as much vegetables and fruits as you can, drink as much liquid, stay away from the hard meat and stuff. You know, you can eat your little chicken and fish and stuff, but, you know what I mean? That is what the music comes to it. Come with even a food package, eh?
Oh, right. Well, when you're on the road now, can you get the food that you want in the different countries then?
No, not really, you know. But then you substitute it with fruits and some places you really have some nice restaurants that sell fish and stuff, you know.
Yes.
But I don't mess with the meat too much, the pork. I don't eat that at all. I'll eat some chicken, I'll eat some fish, you know?
Yep. There's a question coming from Rastology. He's based in the Netherlands right now. You did Try Your Love with Stevie Wonder. How did you link up, and was he in any way interested in the Rastafari Liberty?
Well, what happened is he came to Jamaica, I think around 1983, when it was Sunsplash time. We were having Sunsplash at that time, and he joined us on stage and did Master Blaster.
Right.
And then after that, he invited us to Los Angeles at the Wonderland Studios, where we spent nearly 2 months recording You've Got the Power album, which included Playing Us Too Close, which he wrote, and Tried Your Love, which he also wrote. And the strangest thing, he owns a radio station in Los Angeles.
Oh.
And when they found out what Ja, they wouldn't play the song because of the word Ja.
Really?
Yeah, I said, what the hell is going on here? Because it's just another word for God, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, this is why the music has to continue to educate people, to teach them. You know, Genesis 2 verse 13, the book that everyone uses, all the Christians and everybody use. Genesis 2:13 refers to Ethiopia.
Yes.
Where civilization started. There's no other music that mentioned those kind of things.
Yeah.
There's none. So, you know, so it's also teaching. It's not only for dancing or you know, romancing. It's a teaching thing, man, going on right now. So, for those who gravitate to it, we give thanks and praise for all the selectors, all the radio personalities who play my country's music and play the artists from my country. We just want to big up all of them and know that, tell them that they're doing a great, great job, because without them, we wouldn't be able to spread the word.
Yes, yes.
Which is very, very important. So to the eye and all of the eyes, we give thanks and praise for them. Enough respect, big up every one of them throughout the world.
Yes, yes. Well, it just highlights again how the state will misinterpret the words from our music, and again, like you say, use it against us. It seems to happen time and time again, you know?
Yeah, man, it's a constant struggle, man. Oh. It is a constant struggle, you know. But we must win. Yes. We are winning.
That's right. Well,
as Charlie Sheen said, it's all about winning.
Well, I think, you know, we're accelerating on this winning, because the internet is freeing up all those who have been held back by lack of finance. You know, the system seems to favor those who can afford it. And
that's a new thing that is happening that is out. It's something else. The internet radio, because people don't have radio at homes anymore. You know, the conventional box sitting up in a corner of your room. They don't. Yeah. People listen to the internet radio now. And internet radio, anywhere in the world that you are, because you're getting requests, you're getting questions from Africa, from the Caribbean islands, from the United States, from Holland, from all over.
Yes.
So that is great. We should be rejoicing.
That's right. I'm sure the establishment, as if we can call it that, is not happy with it, and I will try and clamp down on it as much as they can. But you can't let once the genie is out of the bottle, you can't put it back.
Yeah. So it's out. It's out.
That's right.
The bottle is now empty. There's no genie in there, Robert. The genie's out.
I have to pick up. E56, he's in Connecticut, and he's hailing you up and bigging you up and saying, easy on the whiskey.
Yeah, well, just for that gentleman, sorry to disappoint him, but I don't drink. I might drink like 4 beers per year, you know.
Wow, okay.
I'm not a drinker. I smoke weed.
Right, right.
I'm a herbalist.
That's cool. That's
and
cool.
And I'm very... I don't think one person should have too many habits. You know?
Right, right, yes. Keep your vices a few.
I might take a shot of whiskey later on his behalf.
Right, okay. So cheers goes out to you, E56. Big respects. I'm big up Promotance. Promotance is pumping the shout box here. Everybody on the website can see the shout box. And we got pictures of you here and there. And just to highlight, a number of your links is flowing through the shout box. These are places where people can link you up and to purchase your tunes. We have your iTunes. What else? You have your Amazon. There's places where they can link you up on your homepage for the Third World band.
Right.
Facebook, even your fan page, the link for your fan page is going through there. You'd encourage people to do that, yes, to make the link.
Yes, man. Communication link is important right now, man. It's as I told you earlier, and I'm really enjoying the new technologies. You know,
I'm on
Facebook every day. I enjoy that. I think that can be used for a very useful, profitable purpose, you know?
Yes.
And all the outlets, the Amazons, we have Third World has a digistore. We have our own store.
Okay.
You can link Third World at the Third World, www.thirdworldband.com.
Yes.
Or, you know, information is there, man. Anything you want to know right now is available to you. Eh? That's wonderful, eh?
And as long as you have someone like Heather by your side, you can take advantage.
Yes, yes, man. Heather Cameron, she's the girl, man. She's the girl.
That's cool. All right, let's have some more music. The time is pressing. Oh, I only got 10 minutes left. You see how times fly, Bunny?
Yeah, if times fly when you're having fun, brother.
You know. All right. This is a track, That's All We Have, featuring Taurus Riley. You did mention it earlier. I just want to rinse it out now.
Yeah, that's Cat Core singing with Taurus Riley.
So let's give just thanks and praise for all our days and every way that we can. With the moon and the stars above, we give all our love, 'cause at the end of the day, it's all we have. Some will wake up tomorrow
have to borrow. They don't feel the sorrow of all of mankind. And Johnny lost his mom last week. He won the lottery this week. Big bag of money in hand. He can't buy back mama.
You better give thanks and praise for all your days and every way that you can.
Let's give thanks for our loved ones, daughters and our sons, 'cause at the end of the day, that's all we have.
The wicked wanna have their way, then apologize and say they had to do it just to protect us. But protect us from what? No, them can't answer that. The enemy you want to slay, you're gonna need one day. You better give thanks and praise for all your days and every way that you can.
The stars above, we give all our love.
End of the day, that's all we have.
Well, I had a whole heap of questions that I want to ask you before you go, Bunny, but look like I won't get to some of them. But one of them was to do with your name, Bunny, and who give you that name, Bunny. And the other one is about your charitable works. I'm not saying you do some charitable works. If you want to tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody in Jamaica, excuse me, have a nickname. We call it nicknames, eh? And my grandmother gave me that name because I probably wouldn't stay one place. I came jumping from place to place like a rabbit.
Oh.
So...